living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so we know that medicine and certain supplements can help to prevent and treat allergy symptoms. But did you know that your home and office can affect your allergy symptoms? If you follow these simple tips, you can actually treat some of those allergy symptoms and feel better. My guest is Robin Wilson. She's an eco-friendly and healthy space interior designer and ambassador for the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Robin, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be able to share these tips with people because they're simple steps you can do.
Yeah, this is good stuff because I'm a single guy. I don't cook. I don't really take care of my place too well. I'm sure I need to listen to what you're about to say, Rob. Before we do this, though, I have a quick question for you. Are you a Longhorn from Austin, Texas?
I'm from the University of Texas at Austin, born and raised in Austin, yes.
That's where I went to school. We're fellow Longhorns.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Do you ever get back there?
I haven't. It's been about maybe 5 or 6 years, but and I know it's changed like crazy. So I know for a fact this interview is going to go great, you know, because we're both Texans. How could it not, right?
We've got the power of the burnt orange behind us.
We got it going. So let's get right into this. Help me out, okay? I'm in South Florida. Since coming to South Florida, I do deal with some of the allergies. I will tell you, I take quercetin, which is a really good supplement that works well, but I know there's some things I can be doing in my home. So help me out. What can I do to decrease allergy symptoms?
I think the one thing we have to remember is simple tips. The spring moments are allergy asthma season for most places in the United States, and your indoor air quality can actually be 10 times worse than the outdoor air quality because you seal yourself in all winter, and you've been using these sprays to maybe keep the odor down in your upholstered couch, or cooking with the windows closed and maybe not running the vent hood, and mold is built up and toxins have built up. And so the first thing I say that's free is open your windows for 20 minutes every day for about a week.
Okay.
And just get some of the winter doldrums out of your house. And secondly, just make sure that you take your shoes off. When you walk into your house, carry them to your closet. You know, a lot of people are fertilizing their yard right now. They're spraying pesticides on their yards or on the park.
Oh, and they bring it right
space.
Inside, don't they?
And you're tracking it right inside. Yeah. So take your shoes off. That's an easy one. But another thing that you can do is clean out your closet. I mean, we have so much junk often in our closets, and it's just sitting there and collecting dust. And dust mites are one of the number one allergen triggers for people. Now, a lot of people say, I want to fully eliminate dust mites. And I'm like, you can't. And they say, what do you mean? I say, well, dust mites live on our skin, and that's why your skin turns over and it feels nice and soft. So you want some dust mites. You just don't want the dead dust mites. That's the carcass of the dust mite is really what the trigger is. So you want to make sure you vacuum, you change your pillow every 3 years. That's the rule, because I bet you if I asked you, how long have you had your pillow, Mr. Single Guy, you've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you how long it's been. That's not good.
But I tell most people, if you've had your pillow longer than 3 years, it actually weighs more now than when you bought it.
Oh, that's gross.
So get rid of that pillow, and every 3 months, wash the pillow, and try also, if you can, once a month to wash a zippered pillow protector that goes over your actual pillow.
Okay, so let's clarify this. You're not just talking about the pillow case. You're talking about the pillow itself. That needs to be washed
and
replaced every 3 years. Okay.
That's right. So
I'm way behind.
Every 3 months. So rule of three, wash your pillow every 3 months and replace your pillow every 3 years. Take it to the animal shelter and help some of the animals not sleep on wire cage bottoms.
Oh, good idea. I like that.
You know? And another thing for so many people is you have to also think about wall-to-wall carpeting. Unless you vacuum it every week, it's just gathering dust and other pathogens. So I prefer hardwood floors with rugs because at least you'll clean the rugs every once in a while.
I have that. So that's something positive for me, right? I have.
Oh yeah, you've got the check mark. Hardwood floor.
Yeah, so good.
Good.
I'm doing something right.
You are doing a lot right, I'm sure, because otherwise you would really be talking about allergies this season. But I also say mind the mold. You know, remove your vinyl shower curtain. It actually holds more mold a little more easily, and use a nylon shower curtain or have a glass shower surround. Either one is better.
Okay.
And also look for the hidden places for mold, especially in Florida. I mean, you've got mold outside, as you know, because of the moisture often in the air. And so I say inside, check for the mold buildup in your dishwasher and your front load washers. Make sure those are aired out every once in a while. And if in the case of a washer, dishwasher drawer, occasionally run vinegar, white vinegar through, so it will kill the mold.
You know, let me ask you something about the water. Let me ask you something about the vinyl. Going back to the vinyl shower curtain for a second, can you just wash those, or would you rather just not even have those?
Well, I suggested getting a nylon shower curtain as an alternative. You can actually wash the nylon shower curtain. The vinyl wouldn't do so well, but you can wash a nylon shower curtain, and those are actually used in hotels because they don't hold mold as easily. And they don't smell plasticky, toxic smell, which is called off-gassing.
You know, and it's interesting because, you know, I remember growing up, I was the youngest of five kids, and now my parents' bathroom was really immaculate. They had all the nice shower, all that good stuff. And as the kids, I remember we had that stinky shower curtain, that plastic
stuff.
I remember growing up with that. So I think a lot of kids are probably dealing more with that vinyl shower curtain than the adults are. So maybe if your kid's dealing with some things, get rid of that thing.
Exactly. Get rid of that. And then, you know, one thing that we have to remember is if you have children and they sleep with a stuffed animal, they're getting dust mites on that stuffed animal. So I have a simple solution. Put the animal, if you can't wash it, because sometimes when you wash it, they get disfigured, put the animal in a Ziploc bag and freeze it for 24 to 48 hours. All the dust mites will die if they're on there, and you just shake the animal before you pull it out of the Ziploc bag, they'll fall down to the bottom of the bag, and you'll have a fresh animal that won't allow your child to wheeze and sneeze.
Oh, wow. That is a really good tip, because I think that's something parents may not think about that much, right? The stuffed animals.
Right. Their children might be wheezing and sneezing in the middle of the night, but the animal could be the reason.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a good tip. Yeah. I like that one. Let me go.
And
let's back up
people,
just for a second.
Get a HEPA filter vacuum. I don't know when the last time was that you vacuumed your apartment. I tell people no matter what, you might have an old vacuum and it might spew the dust right out the back, because a lot of the old bagged machines
No, mine's not a bag one, but it's a pretty old one, and I know it's having some issues. Yeah. Wait, let's talk about
the favorite is a Panasonic. Yeah. Jet Force vacuum, because it's got a HEPA filter built in, and they're really, really good quality. They're ranked by consumer.
Are these expensive?
Well, they have an upright for $189, and it has a very long warranty. So I would consider the Panasonic Jet Force vacuum with a HEPA filter.
If my listeners follow all these tips, right, and hopefully they will, what kind of results can they see or expect when it comes to allergy symptoms?
Well, I grew up with allergies and asthma, and as you know, Austin, Texas is the asthma allergy capital of the world. I mean, pollen all year round, you're wheezing and sneezing. Well, now I actually have not used my asthma rescue inhaler for 3 years.
By doing these tips, well, that's pretty impressive.
I'm following these tips. There's not mold. We're washing our pillows and changing them.
Gotcha.
We don't.
Robin,
have a
do
pet
me a quick
inside.
Favor here. We're running out of time. I want to make sure. Is there a website that people can go to where they can learn about you, read some of these tips?
Absolutely. Go to robinwilsonhome.com. Check out our press page and our blog site. You'll see a lot of different tips. And in fact, we just published one on livestrong.com.
Good. Thank you so much, Robin. That's really awesome. I appreciate you coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.